From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. If you've heard any news about bats lately, it's probably been bad news. In the Northeast, more than a million bats have been killed by a disease called white nose syndrome. Slowly but surely, that disease is making its way out west. So scientists here are keeping close watch on California's 25 bat species, as Amy Standen reports.
If you can tune out the cars overhead and listen very carefully, you can hear the squeaks and chirps. As many as 10, sometimes 20,000 Mexican free-tailed bats live here under a bridge about 20 miles south of Sacramento.
Lots of bats.
Winston Lancaster, a biologist at California State University, Sacramento, cranes his neck and points up to the underside of the bridge.
Lots more than I thought there'd be.
The brown, furry bats hang in tight clusters. Each one is about 3 inches long, with beady, wide-spaced eyes and a pronounced black snout. Lancaster says this is a perfect spot for them.
They like the narrow space. That's really quite comfortable for them because they're protected from predators and they also have a nice, cool place.
This colony of bats is a local success story, says Dave Johnston. He's a biologist with the Western Bat Working Group, a collection of government agencies and nonprofit groups from 13 states. Johnston says this bridge was originally built about 50 years ago.
Over the years, like most bridges, it went into disrepair to the point where they knew they had to replace the causeway and the bridge.
But that meant displacing one of the biggest bat colonies in Northern California. So the county brought in bat experts who came up with a design.
Bat researcher approved bat houses.
But the bats didn't like their bat houses, which were perched on stilts near the river. So the biologist tried something simpler. 5 redwood beams fixed to the underside of the bridge, each stretching about 1,000 feet toward the river. It worked.
About 2 months after they opened that, the population went from 2,000 in the area to 15,600.
This success story is a stark contrast to what's going on back east. In 2006, scientists in New York State discovered that a strange new disease was wiping out entire colonies of bats. White nose syndrome, as it's now known, is caused by a fungus that destroys the bat's skin and eventually kills them. Now, white nose syndrome is heading west.
I think a lot of us believe that it's going to be introduced into California probably by some unknowing visitor who has it on his or her shoes and clothes.
And once that happens, several species of bats in California are likely to start getting sick. The most vulnerable are the so-called little brown bats that live in the far north and in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Those bats hibernate in caves where the fungus thrives. But in warmer parts of the state, like the Bay Area and Central Valley, bats don't have to hibernate, which means they might do okay. One way of keeping close tabs on these bats is by listening to them. That's a specialty of Winston Lancaster, the biologist who we heard from earlier.
I can hear a bit of activity, and maybe you can pick that up with your microphone.
Lancaster is holding up what's called a bat detector. It's about the size and shape of an old transistor radio. It can detect sounds that are too high frequency and too fast for humans to hear, then convert them and slow them down so they're audible to us. Today, it sounds a lot like static.
It's simply because there are hundreds of bats chattering at once.
For scientists keeping track of bats, listening to them is one of the best ways to know how the animals are doing. That's because bats use sound to navigate and to eat. You can hear those echolocation calls clearly in these bat detector recordings.
There's a search phase of echolocation in which the animal is just flying and making a sound, looking for insects in its area.
As the bat approaches its prey, the sounds get faster and faster until they reach what Lancaster calls the terminal phase.
In this terminal phase, they're essentially going as fast as they possibly can. Very, very short calls. And this is the last approach. So when we hear all this, then you know that the animal has made an attempt to feed.
From an economic perspective, feeding is exactly what makes these bats so important. In fact, Dave Johnston says bats are some of the great unsung heroes of California's agricultural economy.
One of the things that you might consider bats do as a service, if you will, to the human population is that they do eat this enormous number of insects.
A lactating female bat may eat as much as her own body weight's worth of insects every single night in the summer.
And when you consider the presumably millions of bats that occur here, those numbers will be significant.
Bat advocates are calling for strong federal action to try and stop the spread of white nose syndrome. They say by limiting human access to caves and other places that bats hibernate, white nose syndrome can be stopped or at least slowed down. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
You can see a slideshow of bats and listen to their calls on our website, kqed.org/quest.